Airy Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. And the Farm by the Lake in Bagley is one of the many small and mighty nonprofits that make a positive impact in rural Minnesota. And this weekend, this Sunday specifically, kicks off their storytelling series, which will feature professional writers, and the events all take place at the Bagley Library on Sundays between now and the end of March. And the first guest writer of the series is Ward Rubricht. And Ward is a storyteller, he's a journalist, he's an arts organizer, a full-time bike commuter, and an amateur sailor, and he's based out of the Minneapolis area. And he's also what is called a slam storyteller, and he's with us this morning. Good morning, Ward.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Great. Great to have you on the air. What is slam storytelling?
It is competitive art, basically. About 20 years ago, something like that, slam poetry started, and that was 3 minutes time intervals for poets to do whatever they want to with words on stage, and then between 3 and 5 random audience judges will score those, and then whoever has the highest score at the end of the night wins. And slam storytelling is essentially the same thing, but with a 5-minute time limit and usually featuring more narrative pieces.
How did you get into it?
I had been working as a journalist. I worked for City Pages down here in Minneapolis for several years, and my father had been a professional storyteller. So when I got to City Pages, I looked around for something I could cover that nobody else was doing, and storytelling and slam poetry were both sort of uncovered art scenes in the area. So I spent about 3 years going to between 5 and 10 spoken word events every month. And then when I stopped being a journalist, I didn't have a conflict of interest anymore, so I decided to try it out myself. And as it happened, the first story slam was starting in Minneapolis just at that time. So I put my name in.
Ah, you're doing a writing workshop. You're leading a writing workshop on Sunday. What are the elements of a good story?
Well, especially for slam, one of the things that can really take people by surprise is how short a 5-minute story really is. It's hard to fit a whole lot of exposition or plot movement or whatever into a 5 to 6 minute story. So when I teach workshops, I really, one of the things I emphasize is, you might be able to hear one of my cats right now. I'm sorry about that. One of the things that I really emphasize is structure, having a really tight structure, having a plot arc or an emotional arc rather than a plot arc, because that can really help to tighten up a story. You got to have stakes. You can. I have a friend of mine who teaches who says that one of the best exercises for writing a slam story is to talk about the time you went to Subway to get a sandwich and make it actually exciting. So you have to kind of dig deep and find a way to make maybe ordinary events seem extra dramatic.
Yeah, because you have to make it short, and so you can't
right,
get too involved
you can't get
in
into
something.
15 minutes of backstory or anything like that. Yeah, kind of get to the point.
Is that what you'll be talking about on Sunday, is slam stories, or is there other things you'll be talking about as well?
Yeah, I'll be talking generally about structure and about sort of detailed craft, which I think is one of my favorite things about storytelling, is just how deep you can go with finding better and better ways to communicate your stories and better ways to structure them or restructure them. And so I tend to tell... to teach workshops that are all kind of about slam storytelling, but can be applicable to larger stories. So, all these skills that are developed in being really precise and really concise can make a 15-minute story a lot better or a 20-minute story a lot better. I do tend to teach to slam or teach things that I use in slam, but I do think they're all very applicable to general storytelling.
We're talking with Ward Rubricht this morning. He's the first visiting author in a series of storytelling workshops organized by the Farm by the Lake and taking place in Bagley at the Bagley Public Library this Sunday. And his workshop will begin at 3. One of the things that you do workshops on as well is this the notion of autobiographical storytelling. Do you have any just kind of quick off the hip tips for somebody who's, you know, kind of thinks, I have a unique experience, a unique perspective, and I want to share my story?
Yeah, and it's interesting you ask that because one of the things people often struggle with is they'll have an event that's in their mind, a memory or a family event or something like that, that has really stuck with them over the years, and they might find themselves telling it in a family setting, but when it comes to a performance situation, they kind of struggle with, why do I want to tell this? What does it mean? And so I think one of the real powers of storytelling is that the task of the storyteller is to go find the universals in their very individual experiences. And I have had a very strange life, and so my task as a storyteller is to go in and explain. For instance, when I was a teenager, I competed in fencing, and fencing is a sport that is very hard to understand unless you have done it. It has a lot of esoteric rules and everything. And for a long time, I really worked hard at trying to figure out how to make something universal out of my experience with fencing. And eventually I did. I sort of turned it into a story about when to give up chasing one's dreams, I guess would be the best way to say that. And so you have to find that kernel that everyone else can identify with, even if they have had no experiences that in sort of surface level resemble your own experiences.
Ah, so more than just this happened to me.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm,
this is how this connects with you.
Yep, that's why in my workshops I really emphasize emotional arc rather than plot arc, because I think that if you can say this is who I was emotionally beforehand and this is who I was emotionally after, it makes it a lot easier to find those universals, because people can connect with emotion even if they don't necessarily understand or relate to all the plot details or the sensory details of your story.
Okay, so somebody has their rough draft done, a draft of sorts, and says to a friend, will you read this and tell me what you think? What, as a friend who reads somebody's draft, what are some of the, just something basic a person could look through and point out to get their writer friend in the right direction?
One really useful thing, and it sounds kind of minor, but it happens a lot. It happens to me quite frequently, is I'm so close to what I'm writing about that I will, I'll omit details that are really kind of necessary for people to understand what is happening in the story. But because it's in my head, it just sort of doesn't occur to me that something won't make sense to people. So one thing that's really good is to have people just sort of tell you, does everything make sense in this? Do you understand what happened and what I was going for here generally? And then people can say, oh, you forgot to mention that he had red shoes, but that's important later, so you need to make sure to mention it beforehand. Stuff like that can be really easy to overlook. And then another really good question to ask people is, what events in your own life did this make you think of? Because quite often it won't be the things that you think it might make them think of. And that can really help you in deciding where to go with your story or what parts to emphasize or maybe how to restructure it. I tell a few stories about events in my relationship with my father. And one of the things I've always said is I don't want people to be, while I'm telling that story, I don't want them to be thinking about my father. I want them to be thinking about their own father. And so if you hear from somebody that when they read their story, it made them think about their relative or a time they had an interaction like that with their family, that's a good indicator that you're on the right track.
Excellent. That is Ward Rubrecht. He's a Minneapolis-based writer who is going to be in Bagley this weekend. He'll be there on Sunday at 3 o'clock as part of the Farm by the Lake storytelling series. That event is free, is open to the public. And Ward, have a great event on Sunday. And I look forward to reading your work and maybe even seeing you at a storytelling slam.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota.